on page A7500.
Yeah.
An article, that's an article by Clark Mollenhoff, but most of it you can skip. What's important is the middle column on page A7500, where it says pays premiums. Down below that, what Mollenhoff says in effect is that the LBJ company paid these premiums in your life insurance policy, and the Internal Revenue Service spokesman have explained that life insurance premiums are deductible from taxable income only if the insured person was a key man who had made such a substantial contribution to the business success that the insurance would be regarded as ordinary and necessary business expenses. Now, the New York Times has called me about that. Said they had been talking to Don Reynolds, and Don Reynolds said I would have a statement. And I told him I knew absolutely nothing about it, knew nothing about Don Reynolds. I've talked to what they're getting at, of course, is that since these premiums were paid, and since they think that they were not, that they were deducted from taxes, that therefore you are a key executive of the company when you've been contending all these years that you were not. Now, I have talked to Abe about it. Abe's advice is to refer the New York Times to Leonard Marks. And have Leonard Marks simply say that he has checked this matter with Mr. J.C. Kellum, and that these premiums were paid by the company after taxes and were not deducted as a business expense.
As their protection.
Right.
That's correct. But it was done because of the necessity for their protection, you see.
Yes.
In case of death.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, sir. I'll get right on it then.
Okay.
You bet, sir.
Hello. Are we through?
Oh, I think so. I got your light on here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.